ain't Texas. Take it to the flow now. There's a tornado.
Hope you're all happy and glad that you hung around. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, again, the kerfuffle over the HB1 visas. Little fracturing in the MAGA movement. Little bit of dissension in the ranks, as they say. You're going to want to check that out on Thursday. I got Tom Paulswitz. We're going to talk about Jimmy Carter's legacy. And, of course, we're going to have a stacked show on Friday as well. You never want to miss a minute of my show or the fine program that comes right after mine from 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. My little buddy and yours, Dom Salvia, up right after me. Thanks to all a bunch of folks saying, sharing some thoughts on the text line about my discussion of Beyonce Bowl and her gift to all of us on December 25th. Thank you, Troy from Madison, Lee from the Grove, Steve from Milwaukee, Tom from New Berlin, Matt from Germantown, Matt from Richland Center, Charles from Milwaukee, especially for calling on in. Again, thank you so much, Zach from Sun Prairie, everybody for participating, including the critical commentary that we pull on Facebook. You can watch me on both Facebook Live at Maggie Dawn Show, also at Civic Media. You can watch me on Civic Media's YouTube channel. I got a terrible poker face, y'all. You want to see me get real fired up? You can do it on the YouTube. I will not be playing any Texas Hold'em, if you get my drift, because, boy, you can read whether or not I got a good hand just by looking at me. Thought we could close out today talking a little bit about New Year's resolutions. Have you made any? Do you typically make any? Are you doing dry January? What is your approach to these? A lot of my friends don't even bother with them. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And thought I would share a little bit about my approach to this new year, as your host, as your friend on the radio, and more broadly in my own life, and hopefully some of this will resonate with you. You know, this next year, this next 4 years, is going to be a roller coaster. And my New Year's resolution, I'm going to ask each and every one of you to help keep me true to this, is that we're not going to indulge in every distraction, every bright, shiny object that comes out of the MAGAverse. Right? While we're busy talking about the Panama Canal and Greenland and the Gulf of America, what we're not talking about is why Kash Patel is completely unfit to run the FBI. We're not talking about how Pam Bondi should not be our attorney general. We're not talking about how Brad Schimmel shouldn't be our attorney general in this state because he thinks what happened on January 6th was apparently just fine. That's disqualifying in the extreme. By the way, Brad Schimmel also, when he was AG before Josh Cohen. Excuse me, why Brad Schimmel shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. There's his old job coming back up. When he was AG, he's now running for Supreme Court, used to give out these medallions with the initial, with his face on them, if you can believe this. Like, weird. I don't think anybody that works for me wants a medallion with my face on it. I mean, who would want that crap? And you know what the medallion said? K-A-E-D. Kicking blank every day. I'm sorry. What? Anyways, I digress. We're not talking about those really important things. So resolution one, and you all help me with this because sometimes I get a little distracted by all the nonsense, is I'm going to try to ignore the nonsense. And I'm going to try to keep us focused on the real substantive issues and legal decisions and economic policy decisions that affect your life and my life and your family's well-being and your financial health and your overall health. That's what I commit to. So please, let's do that work together. Whether you agree with me or you disagree with me, because there is important stuff that's going to happen. And we need to keep our eyes collectively on the ball. Otherwise, I'll share with you what my New Year's intentions are. Because I don't know that resolutions work very well. Right? Intentions. They're conceptual, not a list of things. Like, I'm never going to say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Love to do that, but not a thing. Because then I have to feel bad if it doesn't happen. Here are my intentions for the new year. Move more. Play more. Connect more. Create and rest. I'm inspired by Beyonce. The joy, the connection, the creativity, the movement, the play. I wish all of you the happiest 2025. I'll be back tomorrow. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. It's a real pleasure to do this every day with each and every one of you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the flow now. Ooh. Take it to the flow now. Ooh. Oops. Spurs. Oops. To the flow now. Ooh. Tell them. Think. Pulse. Shoot. Come take it to the flow now. Ooh.